This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now moving on to something that's coming on the wake of a statement from Dato' Sri Azalina Othman. So the Pengerang MP has said that she's going to propose a private member's bill in the upcoming sitting of Parliament. And that is to basically introduce recall elections as a way to prevent party hopping.
Yes. So the upcoming Parliament session, of course, is set to begin on September 13th, initially September 6th, 7th. That was the day that was floated around, but we now know it's been postponed. And essentially, this is coming from the fact that, as we know, party hopping has been the source of tremendous political instability in the country. And Azalina has said that even though she was glad to see the meeting between Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob and the opposition to discuss the possibility of an anti-hopping law, having a recall election is still the best option because this would allow people to withdraw elected representatives if they're unhappy with their conduct. And that's where I think a little primer on what a recall election might come in handy.
Yes, and so that's what we're going to be talking about, really. And we'd like to hear from you. Are you in favor of recall elections? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us on Zoom is political scientist Professor Wong Chin Huat. Chin Huat, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What are recall elections and how do they work?
Recall elections is a procedure to allow voters to pull back their mandate given to elected representatives. They have at least four variants. The most common variant is to have voters signing up petitions. Then, if you meet certain threshold, a special election would be called for you to decide whether the incumbent should be sacked. After that, if the incumbent is sacked, it would be followed by by-elections.
So the premise here is that this is a good alternative to an anti-hopping bill. Could you talk to us about why that might be the case?
Anti-hopping law, besides that we have a judicial obstacle in the 1992 verdict over the Nordin Saleh case, it has fundamentally two problems. The first, that it would not be able to solve Malaysia's problem because we have coalition politics. An anti-hopping law will vacate the seats of anyone who jumped their party or who gets sacked by the party. However, what happened when you have a party pull out of coalitions like what Bersatu did in last February? Anti-hopping law would have no way to deal with this, or otherwise it would complicate the matters terribly. The second problem is much more serious. That is, in order for anti-hopping law to be effective, you cannot just punish those who voluntarily leave their party. You need to also punish those who get sacked by the party. Otherwise, someone who decides to go against their own party, they just stay on and you cannot punish them. The problem with that is then the party leadership can punish any lawmaker by sacking them and therefore causing their seats to be vacated. That would become a very powerful tool for party leaders to control lawmakers, so much so that if you have a government with a strong majority, the government backbenchers would just become cheerleaders of the government. They dare not to do anything to go against the government.
Can a recall election law exist in tandem with anti-hopping laws?
Not really, but we can think of it this way. Anti-hopping law, if you are treating it without the capital, so it can be a general term to take different form. But a standard anti-hopping law is something very rigid. They're going to sack anyone who leaves the party or get expelled by the party and therefore give tremendous power to the party leaders. However, if you take anti-hopping law as a general term and then you say the specific format should be recall, then it works because you can allow voters to decide whether you want to sack someone or not. So the difference between the two is the standard anti-hopping law and recall elections. Is recall election give the power back to the people. And in fact, you can use it for more than just party hopping.
Something I'm just curious about, how long would a recall election take from start to finish?
It depends on the time you set in for you to collect the signatures, because you probably need to verify signatures and so on. It may take 2-3 months up to 5-6 months, depending on how you set the law.
So what other countries have applied this law, and has it proven to keep politicians from defecting?
I think you have about 19 states in America. You have 3 provinces in Canada, in Switzerland. In Asia, you have countries like Japan, Taiwan. Quite a few countries has this. And Taiwan is perhaps the latest country with a lot of successful cases. A lot mean actually 2. They had a mayor of Kaohsiung sacked 2 years ago, last year. And then they have another city councillor. So, but we cannot look at the number of people getting recall to judge whether it's successful or not, because recall is like a speed trap. If you have a speed trap, then you have if it's effective, then you have fewer people who actually got speeding and get caught, right? So in many countries like in Canada and so on, or even in California, the recall often is not successful, but the existence of that options keep the politicians keep their toes on the ground, because they have to make sure that they do not get into trouble by disappointing or alienating or angering their voters.
Something I'm, again, just wondering about, if we could just kind of veer back to the 5 to 6 months, if we take the longest period, right, of the recall election, what would happen in that time for that constituency? Would they just be without a representative in the House?
No. Okay. Let's separate it. Let's say if we take you would still have that lawmaker in the House until either that the seat is vacated in the standard versions that you have elections and then you get done away with. But if you take the British Columbia versions, then what you do is that you take maybe a couple of weeks for you to collect signatures. And if you reach 40% of the signature, the seat get vacated. So until the seat get vacated, the incumbent would still be the lawmaker.
So Azalina Othman has said, of course, that she plans to put forth a motion to table a private member's bill for this. Could you explain the process of how this might happen?
I can explain indeed, because that her bill was modeled on the bill proposed by Bursi at the state level, which happens to be drafted by my colleague Chang Si and myself. And so the way it goes is that you need 1% of the voter to start off. They are called the proponents. Once you reach 1%, the EC would then set up counter in the constituency for people to sign up. And the period proposed is 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, if you reach 40%, or let's say half of the turnout rate in the last election, so if last time it was 70%, then you need to reach 35%, then the incumbent seat will be vacated. And after that, you just have a by-elections, as what happened if a lawmaker dies or resigns.
And do you see this gaining support and traction in Dewan Rakyat?
I think the situation has caused it to become a cross-partisan agreement to have something to stop party hopping. The question here is that which form would it take? Will it take the simple way, the standard anti-hopping law, which would cure one problem by creating another problem? Or it would go for a more refined and a little bit, which takes a little bit more work, the recall process for us to have a better outcome.
Would this motion impact how candidates run in the coming GE?
Yes, because what happened is that those who want to jump to other party for their personal interest, they would have to think twice. They have to make sure that their voters would agree with them. On the other hand, those who get elected and they're very outspoken and they prepare to defy their party leadership, in protecting their voters' interests, they would be emboldened because they would be sure that even if the parties sack them, they can keep their seats.
So in the long term, how do you see this changing our political landscape, should it go through?
It will make our politics much more professional because currently, the lawmakers, as our employees, they can resign anytime. They can terminate their contract earlier. But we have no such options as their bosses. So this would turn that around. And you can use anti-hopping law for other grounds as well. In the bill proposed by Dato' Sri Azalina, she also proposed two more grounds to be used. One is that if a parliamentarian skip half of the parliamentary sessions, even with leave granted, the voters can still trigger a recall. And the second ground is that if a lawmaker committed a crime and get convicted, even though that the punishment is less than 1 year of imprisonment and 2,000 ringgits of fine, the voters can still trigger it. So to sack lawmakers now, basically only the speaker by denying leave to absence and by judges to make sure that where law permits, they put a punishment beyond 2,000 ringgit of fine and 1 year of imprisonment. Now that those power would be taken back to be given to ordinary voters. So you have a better control on what you want to do with your lawmakers. Now, in some country, they would allow any ground to recall a lawmaker, but we are not proposing it here because as a start, this might be abused that some parties would just want to try their luck. If they lose elections very narrowly, they may just want to abuse it. So therefore, we confine it to party hopping, to 50% of absence during six months period and for getting convicted in court for serious offence. Now, so all these actually change the game. It makes us more powerful. And overall, it also strengthen the party, allow the party to be more professional and depending less on getting less threatened by party hopping. On the other hand, they have no chance of strengthening their base by merely buying over lawmakers.
Chin Huat, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That was political scientist Professor Wong Chin Huat speaking to us about recall elections and how they would help our political scenarios. Coming up after this, popcorn culture. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.